smoked.
Okay.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Any clump of trees would be called a moat.
Okay. What kind of trees are there around here? What are some common trees that grow around here?
They're what?
What are some common trees that grow around here?
Hackberry.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Well, and an elm.
Yeah. What else?
Pecan.
Yeah.
Nearly anywhere one will grow the other.
Yeah.
Either one of the three.
What do you call that kind of tree that has kind of scaly bark and it's always coming off and they have these little balls that hang down and make a big mess in your yard?
Has broad leaf.
Yeah, kind of like a cottonwood leaf.
Cottonwood, you know. But it's a sycamore.
Yeah.
I had one beautiful right out there by the drive and it died this year and nobody come out. Great big. That big around.
Maybe it just got too old. I don't know how long
it
had.
Oh, no. I don't know what made it die.
You know, we have one in our front yard and a bunch of bugs attacked it. And it all turned reddish brown.
Mm-hmm.
And just really looked awful. We finally sprayed it and it has a few green leaves left.
But now next year it'll be dead.
Bet you. Do you think it will?
That's the way mine was last year. And this year it didn't come out at all.
I didn't know if it would come out or not.
I doubt it.
Well, there's too many, when they planted these trees, they didn't ever think about them growing up.
Uh-huh.
And there are too many trees in the front yard anyway, so.
Yeah.
But still, I hate the thought of having had it cut down.
Is it where you live or your home place?
It's where I live now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
8 years.
My goodness. All your life, nearly.
Yeah. As long as I can remember. 8 years, July the 5th, last July.
That's good.
What was that kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Okay. And,
I can't tell a lie.
That's right. What do you call those kind of bushes that, they grow out along a fence row, you know, and they have these brown berries on them growing a big thing like this, and, people, I think, used to take those berries and make tea, steep them and make tea. You know. What kind of bushes? The leaves turn bright red in the fall. They're pretty bright red.
I don't know.
What kind of vines and bushes will make your legs break out if you...
Bull nettle and stinging nettles.
Okay. What's the difference between bull nettle and stinging?
Well, this is stinging nettle and it doesn't have any... balls on it, you know.
Yeah.
But bull nettle has, you can get the seeds off there and eat them. They're good. Good eating.
How can you get to
good as any kind of, well, you take them off, you get a, we used to get two sticks and pull them off and put them in the ground and take your foot or a stick and rub them until all those stickers was off of them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then you open them up, you know, and there that seed's inside.
Oh,
they're really good.
I'll have to try it. I've seen those all my life. I didn't know you could eat any part of them.
Yeah.
I just stayed away from them.
They're real good. They're as good as peanuts or anything else.
Huh. What do you call, is there a kind of vine that'll make your legs break out if you brush up against it? Sometimes it grows up a tree.
Yeah, a poison ivy.
Okay. Y'all have any of that out here?
We did have. But we cut it all down and kept cutting it down until we got rid of it.
Yeah. What is it that smells so good out here on your driveway? I smelled this morning and I smelled it again this afternoon. It's some bush or tree out there that smells kind of spicy or something.
Oh, no. Oh, it is a spice tree.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Which one is it?
It's right here by the side of the house, and I've got them all around, everywhere.
Oh, that's what
uh-huh.
smells so good.
And see that big tree right there at the window?
Yeah.
And you know, when used to, I don't anymore, but when I sold cakes,